Just getting started for many of you, will send you not into despair, but a state of repair as we regenerate, rework. It's a rebirthing opportunity every day. Beginning of a new day, you can, if yesterday was a mess, make today a better day. Seven after. Heather Bachman is here along with Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Roberta is here in spirit. She has her deals from the Queen of Cheap today, posted at DougSteffen.com. Deals from Godiva. Panda Express Godiva chocolates.
That's right? A good way to start the day.
Godiva.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Godiva. Remember Lady Godiva? She, the best thing about Lady Godiva is that she was naked on a horse.
We didn't even make it 40 seconds.
When I was
breaking out
into the hour, some random thought makes him break out into song.
All right, so we are listed the most popular radio programs, most shared. Some of the talk-based shows earlier this morning, if you're not familiar with what we were talking about some of these delivery systems, and Stitcher is one of them. There are 10,000 shows. Where do these shows, where do they come from?
Wow.
All of these shows, there are clearly fewer than five. I think there's 450-some-odd individual radio programs. What were the syndicated shows
right. Like
this? This is a program that's aimed at a national audience. And there are local shows that are on, but fewer and fewer of them because the syndicated shows that are good survive and people are interested.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but to think that there are, in the commercial world of radio, we were talking also about the Car Talk guys, there's that side of radio, and it is admittedly a very good competitor, strong competitor to commercial radio because the stuff that's on NPR people like listening to.
And I'm a fan. I
listen
love
to,
NPR.
I don't listen to a lot of it. But I listen to...
That's pretty much what I usually listen to in my car.
Highest rated show on NPR is Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
Yeah.
And then there are the other shows. The weekend show, we were talking about Car Talk with the Mugliozzi brothers.
Science Friday.
A music... really? Science Friday? I don't know that show.
It rocks, man.
Really?
It's cool. Yeah.
It's presumably on Friday.
Until Friday afternoons, either between 2 and 3 or 3.
It's a wild guess.
It's great how they did that so you could remember it.
Yeah.
But the Mugliozzi brothers have produced a musical about their radio show, and they're going to, it's going to be produced first at a theater here in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I would like to go see that. Frankly,
I was reading, thanks to Rich for the email, I was reading a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty interesting.
I sent you the email because I know Doug wants to buy tickets and he wouldn't be able to figure it out.
And I'll have Heather get them for me.
Thank you, Rich. Figured I'd go to the direct route.
Very good, Rich.
Thanks for the assistance.
Yeah, very helpful. Thank you very much. It's all very clear. The television world also reviewed later on in the hour the story of the surviving cast members of the Waltons getting back together. Have that, because Jennifer's not here doing television things, so I'll do it.
Oh, my gosh.
How many of them are
there?
How many? There was 8 or 9 kids, right?
Yeah.
And then the two parents and the grandparents. The grandparents we know are gone. I'm assuming the parents are gone. No, the mom is still alive, right?
I don't know. We'll tell you the story in a half hour, Rich.
Okay.
You have to stand by.
Can't wait that long.
As they say, I know. It's terrible. It's tough. It really is.
Is the wart on John Boy's face still alive, or did that die?
The wart on John Boy's face.
Yeah.
See, I was never a fan of the show because mostly I don't like him.
I didn't like it either.
I don't like it. There's nothing about him that appealed to me.
Good night, John Boy.
And he's
Richard Thomas,
up
isn't
every,
that his
every
name?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. What do you not like about him? He seems to be a nice guy.
There's something about him that just... It's like Robert Pattinson. He's another one. I don't get
do
what is there that's so exciting about... Robert Pattinson.
Man, you couldn't have picked two different people on the face of this planet.
What, Pattinson? But I don't understand. My question is basically aimed at why did people think that this guy who played John Boy was that special, and why do people think this kid who plays kind of a ghoulish character, why is there such fascination?
That's the attraction.
I mean, I can understand people being interested in Prince William. Or people like that.
Yeah.
I kind of get that.
The Pattinson kid, he's like a stick boy.
Mark Zuckerberg.
It's like a javelin. I could pick him up and throw him across. You know, Mark, I think I could probably chuck him about 60 yards.
Mark Zuckerberg is another one. Here's somebody
who's rich.
That's his fascination.
That's it, man.
Right, that's the
whole
thing.
Didn't have a whole lot else going on.
Yeah. I don't. Well, listen, but everybody's
he might be a nice guy.
Yeah.
Not from what I've heard, but he might
be. Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like
he's a mean. Doesn't sound like a good guy. But then people were talking about how the Facebook offering last week, or the week before, whenever it was.
Doing a belly flop off of the high dive right now.
Well, but still, think about it. He got 11 or 12, 13, 14 billion dollars.
Yeah, he cashed out. Well, he didn't cash out all of it.
It's not like he was hurting anyway.
No, but I mean, under the circumstance, people taking shots at him. I said on the air myself, you know, this would have been better managed had he been a little more mature.
It managed just fine for him.
The laugh is he's on right. us, yeah. Or because he's got $14 billion in cash now. He didn't have 2 weeks
in his
ago.
Bank account.
Yeah. So no matter what happens to Facebook, if it falls flop into the pool, as Richie suggested,
yep,
it's gone, it's done. He's got $14 billion in cash, man. How do
need
you
need not want not?
And is he 30 yet? How old is this kid?
I don't think he's 30.
I don't believe he's 30. I think I want to say 27. Right. I can confirm that.
28, whatever. God love him. All right, anyway. And then there are people, we were talking about men. The same thing can be said about Paris Hilton or Kim Kardashian or any of these people who are nothing.
He's 28.
They have 28. Zero going for them. They have no talent.
Justin Bieber is.
Whoa, what?
She's hot.
Who's hot?
Kim Kardashian.
In terms of a visualization, yeah.
Zuckerberg is rich. Kardashian is hot.
As a person, she's a crumb. According to people that know
her. Everybody's got their faults.
I mean, you believe Paris Hilton's very angry at Kim Kardashian now because Kim Kardashian has become more famous than her.
Oh, yeah, it's her turn now.
Famous for doing
nothing.
Zero.
What was that list that came out last week? She was one of the most powerful celebrities in the country.
Yeah. For what reason?
Because she makes a lot of money.
Yeah. And how did she make a lot of money?
I have no idea. Because she's hot. That's it. Hangs around in the right circles.
Like going around in a circle, isn't it?
Huh? I want to hear something interesting.
Yes,
I want to tell you something really interesting.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the magazine Maxim?
Yes.
Okay.
Richie is. I'm not. I've
men's
heard Richie,
magazine.
I've
right.
heard Richie talk about Maxim.
Oh, of course, right.
Yeah.
Apparently, they have a Hot 100s list.
Yes,
as far as,
they
like,
do that
hottest
every year.
People.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And this year, you're not going to believe who made it.
Kim Kardashian.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
How about Amanda Knox?
The woman who
really
the one who was accused of killing, murdering her.
What about that little creep from Florida who disappeared? She killed her daughter. And
Amanda Knox is number 92.
No, but Knox, I think Knox, there is something.
She's very
Knox.
Cute.
Yeah, yeah, she is. But the one, what's the woman's name who killed her?
Oh, who
child?
Or who led?
Nobody can remember.
Off.
See how
yeah. right.
We remember Kim Kardashian for doing nothing. We don't remember this woman for knocking off her. Casey Anthony.
Casey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Came to my mind. Casey Anthony. So what is there about her? People are fascinated because she's a good-looking, some people think, young woman. I don't think she's particularly attractive. I think Knox is. Knox has a wholesomeness
she's very cute.
To her, I think. And that's what we're talking about, right?
Wholesome
in the Charlotte sense.
Although, I mean, she did get off.
Yeah.
She was released, I should say. She didn't get necessarily
you're
get
about
off,
Knox,
but she was.
So
yeah, she
about,
was released.
Yeah, well, she's been
she
in jail.
She served, I think, like four
for a
years.
While, four
yeah.
or 5 years. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So we're
wow.
working through all of these. Yeah.
You want the top 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the top 10. Adrian Palicki.
Palicki.
Adrian Palicki. Alan Ackerman. Yeah. Megan Fox, number 8. Ew, she's dirty. Emma Stone at number 7. Jennifer Lawrence at number 6. Olivia Wilde at number 5. Katy Perry at number 4.
That's surprising
Lee's.
To me.
Mila Kunis at number 3. She's very pretty. Olivia Munn at number 2. Yes. And Bar Raphael.
Yeah.
Bar Raphael.
She looks like, let me see. Who is she? I don't even know who she is.
They're showing pictures of each of the celebrities, and I would say she looks very pretty.
She's very, yeah. But I don't know who she is or how she ever came to attention.
Well, apparently she was seen dancing with Shaun White, the
skateboarder.
Skateboarder.
There it is.
There's her claim to fame.
There you go.
10 hot chicks I don't know.
You know what? We're going to have a rogues gallery of cow pictures of the 10 best cows on my farm.
Good looking heifers.
The top 10 hottest cows on the Eastley farm.
So we have an employee of the month board. Yeah. Is that cutting up down there yet?
Yes.
Employee of the month?
I think I saw that yesterday. I know I did see as far as they have a great name, calf naming.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the cow. I wanted the employee of the month. We got to work.
And you could have cows become employees of the month.
Yeah. Exactly.
They do some work.
Producer. Right, exactly. All right, so we are touching into your lives, hopefully, in one way or another with some of this foolish stuff. 800-510-8255. Good day time is 18 past the hour.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself.
Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
I just discovered an old friend.
You did? Who that?
Bruce Williams.
Ah.
I started a podcast about business and entrepreneurialism. I want to see if I can find him. I haven't talked to him for well over a year. I've always liked Bruce. Very interesting guy. And so maybe we'll work on that a little bit. Working on how, if you're wanting to be someone who creates his or her own business, you might want to check it out. You can go to his old website, brucewilliams.com. 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Little Ozzy.
Hey. Aww. Ozzy Osbourne, I would take it, is your hero?
Exactly.
Wow, I bet you Ozzy is thrilled right now. I bet you Ozzy's somewhere snoring in his chair right now thinking about it.
He's at a dog show.
He's at a dog show, shows you. Just think, if you become like Ozzy, you can be at a dog show. Let's see what you have. Little Ozzy.
Howard actually sounds like he's having fun doing this.
He did last night.
Yeah. America's Got Talent.
Times have changed, times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same.
Wow.
Mama, I'm coming home. Time goes by, it seems to be. You couldn't
need
a better friend to me.
I did.
Good for you.
Mama, oh, I'm so
listen, Little Ozzy.
Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall.
It doesn't get much better.
No, I can tell that. All right, so Richie, play the reaction the three judges have in the next clip. Here. A lot of booing going on.
I have to tell you something. My husband is away from me right now.
Oh.
Made me miss him even more by you singing me that song. So I really thank you.
All right, well, we're going to take a vote. Howie, you might as well start it.
No.
Darren?
It's a no from me, but thank you so much. Thank you.
I think you should come down here and hug Sharon the way you perform.
Oh, it's
Howard has quickly taken the show over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had quite a performance of his own last night.
Why? What did he do?
Well, there was like this little mini male review, totally set up, you could tell. They were awful. Up there, muscle guys doing I'm Sexy and I Know It.
Yeah.
He halts the performance, comes up on stage, and does a performance of his own.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's
beautiful.
That's right. Howie's gone. This is the end of this year. Howie Mandel. Gonzo.
Yeah, they won't get along.
Here's a six-year-old named Isaac Brown who charms the judges. Before he sings I Want You Back, it's apparently, did you think this was a singing, dancing act, this kid?
Well, a little like spins, Michael Jackson spins. But he had quite a bit of charisma for such a little guy.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, what's your guy's name?
I'm Howie.
I'm Sharon.
And I'm Howard.
Oh, your guy's names sound the same.
That's right.
Could you believe there were two parents in the world that named their kids Howard? What a horrible name that is, isn't it?
No, that's your your parents want you to be named, that's what your parents got to be named.
That kid's got personality.
What's your name?
What's your
name?
Your name?
My name is Isaac Ryan Brown.
Isaac.
And if as long as that's what your parents want to call you, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Okay, and
okay, we got it all settled.
We got it all settled. And what are you going to be doing for us?
I'm going to be singing and dancing.
All right. We hope to see you.
I have high hopes for him.
You too. All right now. Come on.
Okay, I don't think there's any heavy lifting involved. This kid goes, keeps moving, right?
Oh, yeah, he keeps moving along. Little song, little dance, little Michael in the making.
Hi, Richie, play the voiceover, the movie voiceover guy. Cut the 3012, will you?
What if you knew your world was about to come to a haunting stop? And the God you love you no more. From the producers of America's Got Talent, meet your one boy with a movie voice that can change his life forever.
Did they think they'd move him on or not?
Well, they didn't move him on to Vegas, but they did move him along on the show. He got to kind of be a sidekick on the stage, introducing people. Yeah.
All right, there it is, American Idol, American Idol. America's Got Talent from last night.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
What appearance and all unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
As the summer driving season gets started, Sears Auto Center wants to make sure you get the most out of every gallon of gas with a great deal on our Fuel Saver package. Right now, for just $29.99, you get a conventional oil change, air filter, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and tire pressure check. You'll also save on all Goodyear tires, including up to $65 when you buy four. Just stop by Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center, valid for most vehicles. Fuel Saver package regularly $57.90.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Let's see what we can do about making today a good day. The company of the day today on the Good Day program is a very interesting name, a great name, called Aquacopia. Aquacopia. Isn't that a great name?
That is an awesome name.
Aquacopia.
Aquacopia.
It's an investment firm that provides venture capital only to fisheries.
Hmm.
Aquacopia. They will invest in you if you are looking for a boat to go out there. They've invested in a company. They put money into a company that basically prepares fish for the market. And they have, it's very interesting to see where they're going. They can tell you what the next big flush is going to be, whether it's tuna or yellowtail or eel. They've invested in fishermen who go out looking for eel.
Yes. Hmm. Is that like a hot commodity?
Smoked eel.
Is that a big seller? Yeah.
Fish farming has...
snakes in the water.
Apparently, there are 1.5 pounds of fish grown for each human being on the planet every day.
Now, are we talking... We're talking fish. About farms. Like,
fish
yeah,
farms.
Not
yeah.
freshwater.
No,
wow.
No, fish farms become big, big business. And so, apparently the guy that started, or who put the money into proflowers.com,
mm-hmm. right.
he took his money, and somehow or other he had fishing in his background or his family or something, took his money and started a venture capital company that invested in fishing.
Put it in fish.
Mike,
put it
into
fish.
My wife's
yeah.
cousin and her husband own the largest shrimp egg farm
yeah.
in the world.
Yeah.
It's in Panama.
Yeah.
And what they do is they provide shrimp eggs to shrimp farmers around
yeah.
the world.
Yeah.
Like Bubba Gump?
Like, no, Bubba Gump goes out and fishes for shrimp out in deep water or out in the ocean. These guys actually provide the eggs for the shrimp farmers who have contained farms
to
hatch and grow the shrimp.
Who would have thought it, though? I mean, who thinks about businesses like this? That's what is so great about America. You come up with ideas like this.
This guy grew up in Panama, born and grew up in Panama, came to Miami, went to some university in Miami, I guess.
Yeah.
And then he was an engineer. Yeah. Got an engineering degree.
I have shrimp etouffee. I'm going to think about it differently.
There you go.
It's wonderful. We still have.
They do very well.
I bet.
Even though we have so many government regulations, there still are people who can make
it. Well, you know what? He complains about. You know, we always talk about how we don't know what happens in food that gets sent into the country from other.
Yeah, right.
He always complains about how it's hard to do business with us, how he goes to Europe and Asia to do business with them first because the regulations are easier.
Here.
Well, I can't believe that Europe is easier than the United States, though.
Well, I think in some ways, sure. Right. All right, so here's our 2020 news quiz question. Before we get to the Queen of Sheba, I'm going to do the Queen of Sheba. You can help me.
Are you
going to
wear a hat?
I don't have my hat with me.
I think you
have yours.
Have one.
We have to get back to thinking, Richie, about doing a video component of this program. Because we have everybody now, we have to get the pieces so people can imagine what's going on. Anyway, there is a number, and I know the number. I'm not thinking of a number.
12.
5.
13.
46.
No.
1,000,000.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. Stop. The average number of years people say they have decided to delay retirement because of the economy.
10.
How many years on average? Now, let's let people figure it out and call us at 800-510. You don't want to play?
I do.
I love to bet. 800-510-8255. In the news this week, studies, this is going to happen in a political year, people are being asked, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And, of course, the answer is no. Reagan started that question.
And now it's...
Right. It worked for him. At any rate, one of the factors is how much longer people are having to work in order to survive in retirement. What is that number of years? 800-510-8255. As you are both in your 40s, have you thought ahead to what happens 20 years from now, 30 years from now, whatever?
40.
Happens 40 years from now.
Yeah, I'll just keep working.
Right. Just keep going. I've decided that I don't think there was ever an option for me. It isn't like I just decided last week.
I don't think you could ever retire.
No.
You wouldn't know what to do.
There's no point to it. For me, anyway. It may be right for somebody, but it isn't right for me. Anyway, so in terms of working ahead, what is, according to the national statistics, the average number of years people are working and planning on working more than was the case when they may have first set up their retirement ideas?
I have a guess.
You can't?
I know, but I have one.
800. Good for you. 800-510-8255. All right, Richie, hit the Queen of Sheba. Let's get at this
information.
Oh, we're
going to do
I'm going to be the Queen of
Sheba. Do a special voice.
Okay. Me?
Yeah.
But
she's the Queen of Sheba.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's see here. There is listed in the Queen of Sheba box at DougStefan.com today a great Father's Day idea, a free Father's Day photo mug from the Ink Garden.
Oh,
the mug
sweet.
Is free. Shipping costs you $5.99.
Those are fun.
Yep. So a mug with your children's mug with your mug. Check that out at DougStefan.com. Let's see here. I'm looking at free e-cookbooks. If you're trying to cut down on the carbs, a great e-cookbook free courtesy of Amazon.com.
Yeah, I set my iPad up in the kitchen.
Click on the Here button at DougStefan.com in the Queen of Sheba box as the listing for the 31 low-carb breakfast recipes listed there. You can get free orange chicken at Panda Express after 9 p.m. tomorrow. There's a coupon you can print to redeem your free orange chicken at Panda Express tomorrow at DougStefan.com today. Right now. Free entree at Panda Express when you purchase a 2-entree plate and a drink. All right? So you get at that. Let's see here. Also in the eating department is a coupon you can print out to redeem a free kids meal. You got to do it today, though.
Got to hurry up.
At Chili's. It's today only. Valid today only. And we also are offering a free subscription to Spin Magazine, if you check that out. Queen of Cheap Box at DougStefan.com. We're very good. I should say we are, because I'm not. Roberta saves you a lot of money. And there are also ways you can get exclusive supermarket coupons. They are a lot more.
Don't forget the chocolate.
Chocolate. Oh, I didn't do the Godiva thing. Right, exactly. Well, that's pretty well explained.
Most important one, though.
It is very important. Lady. Oh, I already did that once, right? 800-510-8255. Talking about retirement and how long you're going to work more than you had planned. So, Dave, your plan at, how old are you now, by the way?
Actually, I'm 55.
55, okay. At what point did you talk about or think about retiring? What point in your life did you say, you know what, I got to think about retiring, and this is what I'm going to do?
I'm self-employed, and I kind of had the number of 65 in my mind.
Yeah.
And but I kind of look at every 5 to 7 years, try to think ahead that far. And as well, at this point, it's still going to be 10 years at least. So
10 years from where you are now, which is 65.
Right.
So that's pretty normal.
I think so.
And you've kept it there. You haven't changed yours much. Then it sounds like anyway.
Yeah, I think that's my figure right now, unless, you know, some unforeseen thing happens, maybe to the better, where I could retire early, or if there's a real reason to stay till 67 for the extra, you know, social.
Right. There's a study in Forbes magazine suggesting that only 18% of people who are your age have actively planned and are confident that they will be able to retire, as you suggested, at the age of 65.
I can believe it.
18%.
Yeah, right, planning, and then what happens? What's the reality after you've planned, it blows up in your face?
Yep.
So anyway, what in terms of years, you and maybe your friends, Dave, what do you think is the average number of years now that people are expecting to delay their retirement because of the reality of the economy?
From what I've talked to people, another 5 to 7 years is what they're saying.
Yeah, it's actually 4 to 5 years, but I think depending on where you are, what pocket of the country you are, depending on how good the if you go to Wyoming and the Dakotas, there's money like flowing out of the trees there, so people are not worried as much as if you were in Mississippi, let's say, or you're in Michigan. Good Lord, Detroit's a ghost town.
Northern Michigan, we have a lot of, you know, the building has moved out of state. I know a lot of builders personally who have packed up and gone.
Gone.
So.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
So it's 4 to 5 years?
4 to 5 years.
I was so off.
Yeah.
Four to five years.
I was thinking 12.
Yeah. Well, the retirement age, I remember as a kid, the retirement age being 60. Then it sort of moved to 62, and then it moved to 65, and now it's 67. I think it won't be long before, with you guys, I'm going to guess 70, and then it'll move up to 73, and then go to 77, and then this is going to change.
How do you do that, though? How do you do that?
How do you keep working?
How do you work at 75
or
73?
I think you have to have your own business. At that point in time, you better be working on your own, because nobody's going to hire you.
Or Walmart.
Or keep you at 75. Yeah, maybe Walmart, that kind of stuff.
Well, what is your plan?
What's my plan?
Yeah.
I'm pretty much living in my plan. My plan has never really much changed. I'm one of those fortunate people, Dave, who really enjoys what I do. And so I was long ago confronted. I had, frankly, you asked the story. I had, during the good years of this program's financial success in the mid from late 2002 until early 2008, before the depression, and it really has been a depression for this business, set in, I was able to buy some land, and I had some other things that I'd done that were fairly intelligent, But I've gone through all of them. Everything's gone pretty much now because I wanted to keep this radio program going. And because I'm basically on the bottom of the heap, I used to be the fair-haired boy because I had the model for doing this kind of syndicated radio. But because all of the people that were doing this all got bought up by the big companies, I'm the only one left who's an independent that has no ties to anybody else. So I've had to rebuild, recreate my business. And I'm fine with that because I enjoy doing it. And I also wanted to save these farms that I bought to keep them from being developed. And it's a wonderful source of great satisfaction for me personally to be able to do that at some cost. And so I never really have thought in terms of retiring. My father worked till he was 80. He worked till he was 88. He stopped really being active at 84 because he had a slight stroke and it slowed him down. But he kept working till he was 88. He was functionally effective. As a matter of fact, very effective because he never lost the skill that he gained and enjoyed. So in terms of what my own goal is, I'm physically and mentally and sort of spiritually, emotionally strong. And I suspect that one of the reasons I am is because of my attitude toward work and doing things that I find rewarding. So I can't imagine that I wouldn't do that. What I like to be able to
keep
build
banging
up a
your
cushion.
Head on the tractor, though, you might not have a choice.
I want to.
I kind of feel the same way. I'm 55. I enjoy working. I feel like I'm 35.
Well, but see, that's it. I don't feel like I'm my age at all, and you don't feel that way because you aren't really. Your body is telling you that what you're doing is right for you, so you keep doing it.
Right.
Your body says, this is smart, you're doing the right thing, so keep it up, enjoy what you're doing, and you're much better for it, not only personally you, but the people around you, the family and friends and folks that are, you know, those people are probably pretty supportive of you, I'm guessing. Because you'd
right.
be a different person. If you weren't doing all these things that you really enjoy doing, you'd be a different person, and you probably wouldn't like who you were. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But I see the generation coming up that they have a different attitude about
work. It's awful. The generation that has come behind us is awful. And I think the generation after them is sort of getting it now to a point. I mean, there's a real disparity between those who are getting out of school and actually doing something. You can see a lot of that energy. And the kids who just give up because they are entitled to whatever they think they're entitled to. So they start, and they'll waste much of their lives. They'll fritter away their lives until somebody slaps them up beside the head and they realize they aren't going to get anything for nothing. Now you can get it, but the politics of that will change because people will see it for what it is. It's rewarding people for doing nothing. You can never succeed that way. Never. Survive or succeed. Helping people for no good reason. And that's unfortunately what you and I are paying for, and that's why it's harder to retire, because we're helping people who don't ever plan to retire because they haven't done anything to begin with.
Right.
Yeah, so they've been sucking off of the you know what of the land, and they, oh, hey, this is great, let's keep doing this. So you and I, as Richie says, you and I are the suckers because we keep paying for those people to do nothing. What'd you start to say?
In your surveying, what is the average age that people are looking to retire?
I think the numbers I just went through were the ones that the essence of people understanding that they are going to have to work longer. And
right.
So 67 appears to be the average, the norm at the moment. It's interesting also to note with regard to the survey in Forbes magazine that there are only three states in the country that require schools to teach financial education.
Really?
Only three states that require a high schooler, when he or she graduates, to have some kind of basic math, financial checkbooks.
And which ones are they?
I do not know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know which ones they are. But that's...
We can find that.
I think that would be interesting to find. All right, Dave. Good man. Thanks. Hold on. I don't know. Well, no, we don't need to give you anything. You've given us. We've given you. Thank you. Ernie's in Grand Forks, North Dakota. All right, you're 61. We got about 30 seconds. What's your story, Ernie?
Well, I think retirement's a very personal thing. And like I was telling the gentleman earlier, nobody out there you know, when we were younger, said you had to retire at 65.
Right.
And but I think because of the economic situations, I've been both a private business owner as well as an investment broker mm-hmm. in my lifetime. And I have seen investments wiped out, and I've seen many people in their late 70s working. And I found in my lifetime here now that there's a lot of employers who are looking to more mature.
I think you're right about that. Take advantage of what people know. Ernie, you got a scoop, but thanks for the call.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now it's 53 past the hour for Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend. You thought you were your animal's best friend? Forget about it. It's Warren Eckstein who really is. He's a passionate talk radio host who deals with the issues that you have all the time with your pets. He's the number one pet expert in America. I could talk about him for the entire segment. We never hear a word from him. And then they have it.
Many times that's what happens.
By the way, feel free to do so.
Yeah, thank you. Warren Eckstein talks about your pets, the bulldog puppy. There's lots of good stuff. So why would I talk about it now and then have Warren come in and talk about it afterwards?
Don't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away. Stand by for Warren here on Good Day.
A U.S. citizen has been wrongly imprisoned in Dubai for 4 years without bail or trial, and American officials have yet to speak on his behalf. In 2008, Zach Shaheen was arrested and tortured amid allegations of corruption against his company. The U.S. government has since demanded fair treatment for many international prisoners, mostly non-U.S. citizens. But for Zach, silence. In desperation, Zach has declared a hunger strike. Must he die before he receives the same treatment his government gave to non-Americans? Zach's American attorney, Jim Jatras.
Zach's been held for 4 years and not a peep from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton should publicly insist that Zach be treated fairly as she speaks out for prisoners in China, Ukraine, or Iran. She should demand his release or bail and a fair public trial so Zach can disprove the baseless charges against him.
Help save Zach. Visit FreeZach.com and urge your senators and congressmen to take action.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
All right, let's get into conversations about your pet. When you are at home, Warren, when you can't be home to feed your pet, what is the best methodology? I guess the reason I went into this, truth be told, I saw the story about a pet dish that feeds your dog automatically. It has four components in it, and they can be opened at your pet's feeding time. You can... There's a tray, you set up the number of things
right, you set the time, and it opens it, and right. It just rotates to the next tray at the set time.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich. You've seen those.
Yes.
All right, so what do you think of those, Warren? Are they foolproof? They work? Is it a good idea?
I have mixed emotions, and I'll tell you why. I think it's a great idea that your dog should be fed when it's supposed to be fed, but the bottom line is, you know, a lot of dogs chew, a lot of dogs get, you know, they're kind of curious, and some of these have batteries, some have electricity in them. That would be my only fear, the dog chewing it up and getting that. Other than that, it's a great idea. However, with my dogs, for example, I feed my dogs three times a day. I think it's the healthiest way to feed a dog, and that's what I do. However, I adapted them to the point where they eat when I know I can feed them, and the worst scenario is I'm running a couple of hours late, they're hungry just like I am. So yeah. The bottom line is it's an idea that may work, it may not, but the bottom line is I'd be a little curious only because I'd be afraid the dog might chew it up and get the batteries or electricity.
See, I feed Charlotte in the morning and at night, and I've been giving her a little bit less. The quality always has been, I'm very fussy. You and I have talked about this before about what to feed the dogs. I'm feeding her a mixture of a vegetarian kibble and salmon oftentimes, or some kind of fish. And usual supplements and vitamins and that sort of thing. And it seems to be agreeing with her. Frankly.
You know, it's interesting that you said that, Doug, because I just did a whole story on more and more people are now specifically, because of recalls and because of food problems with their food, more and more people are cooking
their own. Well, look
now,
at all
is
this.
That a good idea or not a good idea? I had a question on my show this week. Is it okay for my cats and my dogs to eat the same thing? And the answer pretty much is no, it's not okay. Dogs are omnivorous and cats are carnivorous, and they need certain different ingredients. For example, cats need taurine and dogs don't. So unless you really take the time, I admire people that do, and I have friends of mine that do, that really take the time to educate themselves in terms of proper nutrition, and then they want to cook for their pet. I don't have a problem with that. But some people just throw a hamburger on the barbecue and give it to their dog thinking they're getting all the nutrition they need.
No. But you mentioned something that was important. We've talked about this, the latest thing from China. This jerky, about 1,000, 2,000 dogs?
Yeah, I'm not a prejudiced person, but anything from China is not going near my dog's mouth. It's just that simple. Too many recalls. It was that years ago, the melatonin, whatever it was, that caused over. Now hundreds of dogs have been ill from these chicken jerky treats. Hundreds of dogs. I'm just reading an article right now from CBS in Denver, Colorado, about a dog that reportedly died from eating the jerky treats, yet the FDA has issued three warnings and no recall. What are they waiting for?
Warren, next time. And ask the questions and good ones. Check out thepetshow.com. It's 59 after on Good.